High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Good afternoon, everyone, from HTRS High School. It is time once again for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. This afternoon, we have Pioneer Conference Tournament basketball. Kind of an unusual start time playing basketball at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Because of that, we're going to ask a favor of you right now. Traditionally, our high school basketball broadcasts occur in the evening, but since we're on the air here at 3 in the afternoon, we can ask a favor of you. If you would, try and think of a friend, an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent, someone that might be interested in hearing high school basketball this afternoon, the Sacred Heart Irish and the Pawnee City Indians. Give them a call right now. Let them know that they can tune in at Sunny 101.3 over the air, of course, and online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KLZA, and they can be listening anywhere around the country. And as always, of course, it's absolutely free of charge. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for this afternoon's broadcast. I'm very pleased to have seated beside me once again a young lady that helped us out last week for a ball game. HTRS's Jaylee McNeely is here with us. Jaylee, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Randy.
Glad to have you with us. Your second broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. And Jaylee joined us for one of the games last week, and we had a lot of fun with it, so why not do it again, right?
Yes, yes.
All right, Jaylee, let's move right to the starting lineups here. We'll let you share those. First, let's take a look at the visiting team, the Pawnee City Indians.
For the Pawnee City Indians, first we have Justin Pierce. Justin Pierce is a senior this year. He is number 5. Drew Minniga is a junior. He is number 10. Then for the Pawnee City Indians, we have Anthony Kling. He is a junior, number 23. Next we have Jet Farwell. He is a junior and number 30. That is all for the Pawnee City Indians. And then for the home team, the Sacred Heart Irish, we have Cole Taft, the 5'11 sophomore. He shoots 65% from the free throw line. Next, we have Jack Stice. He is a 6'2 senior. Then we have Brendan Lemron. He is a 5'9 sophomore. Next, for the Irish, we have Joe Simon, a 6'4 senior. And finally, for the Irish, we have James Freshel, a 6'1 senior.
And that's the starting five there, of course, coached by head coach Doug Golds. A little bit of background on this ball game. Everybody is sitting here in just high anticipation in this matchup. This could be probably one of the best games of the day here at HTRS. To give you a little background on it, first of all, Pawnee City, they had quite an adventure just to get here. They were supposed to play last night at Diller Odell. There was a power outage, the entire citywide power outage at Odell. After sitting around for about an hour, they decided to move the game over to Southern, and they ended up finally playing the game, and they defeated the Sterling Jets last night 52-27 in order to advance to this quarterfinal game. So Pawnee City is sitting at 8-7 on the year, coming off of that win last night over Sterling. Sacred Heart Irish, they are 9-7. They're coming off of a hard-fought battle that I had on the air last week. They traveled out to Southern High. They got the win over the Raiders 49-43. Jack Stice had a huge ball game in that one. He finished with 21 points. He averages 12 points per contest. He had 21 in that one, including shooting 6 out of 8 free throws in the last 90 seconds of the ball game. And those 6 free throws proved to be the margin of victory at 49-43. The other thing that adds some suspense to this one is these two teams squared off just 11 days ago. They played at Fall City at the Rack, and Sacred Heart, I'm going to use the term escaped. They escaped with a 2-point win. 53-51 was the final when these two teams played just 11 days ago. Today we're at a neutral court here at HTRS. I don't know, Jaylee. I think we got the makings for one heck of a ball game.
Yes, I totally agree.
And then we've got more basketball coming up later this afternoon, not on the air. This is the only game that we're broadcasting, but we do have other games coming up. You've got one you're interested in about 7:30 tonight, right? Tell me
yes.
Who you're playing.
HTRS girls will be playing Lord Central Catholic tonight at 7:30.
That's a 7:30 ball game. I'm trying to find the others here. Okay, that's a 7:30 girls game. We got boys games in there. Let's see here at HDRS. I'm having trouble. Here we go. 4:30 it is. That's when Johnson Brock's girls will take on Sterling. That's a 4:30 ball game. The 7:30 game tonight is the... I'm having trouble finding my way through this. Here we go. The 6 o'clock ball game. That's the one I'm looking for. Johnson Brock boys. So we're going to see Johnson Brock boys and Johnson Brock girls both in action coming up here later this afternoon or this evening. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a one-minute break, and then we'll be back with more of our pregame show after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome you back once again inside HTRS High School. Quarterfinals action of the Pioneer Conference Basketball Tournament. Randy Gatula, Jaylee McNeely with you here. Jaylee?
Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. Season for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas.
Be sure and say thanks to the folks at Bruna Implement Company if you enjoy these broadcasts. Without the support of our sponsors, these games just would not be possible. Currently having the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system, HCRS Activities Director Kara Ingalls doing the honors here on the public address system. I'm not sure if we're going to have a national anthem. I don't see anyone. You're not singing it, are you?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm not either, and I'm pretty sure referee Gary Pence is not going to do it. Our good friend Gary Pence, we're up at Firth Norris, along with Kellen Havikin, the officiating crew here this afternoon at HTRS. Gary and I have been seeing each other at these games for right at 4 decades, Jaylee. Been around a long time. They've completed the introductions, again, very quickly, for Pawnee City, Menega, Kling, Farwell, and Machini. And for the Irish, it'll be Taft, Stice, Lemrond, Simon, and Freshel. Stepping in to jump it up for Pawnee City, Oscar Machini. And he'll go against Joe Simon. Simon 6'4", Machini at 6'6". Ready to tip it up. Our official, Gary Pence, will step into the center circle. I always get a chuckle out of my buddy Gary. He checks up here normally with the radio to make sure we're ready. He's going to get at it this time. He steps in, and here is the tip. We're underway. It's controlled by Pawnee City and ends with the basketball. Jet Farwell at the top of the circle. Spin move inside the paint. Kicks it out to the right elbow to Menega. Menega brings it up to Machini. Machini works one-on-one against Simon to the top of the circle. Anthony Kling handles the ball over onto the far side. Menega back to the right side of the lane. Jet Farwell in traffic. Can't put the shot up. He's in trouble. Got trapped and has to kick it back up top to Menega. Menega finds Anthony Kling with the pass. Kling lost his dribble, tries to go underneath on the baseline, looking for Trey Kling. Ball is tipped away out of bounds, touched last by Sacred Heart. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. 7:29 to play here in the first quarter. We're just underway, opening seconds, no score in the ball game. The inbound pass comes into Oscar Machini. Machini dribbles to the left side, driving, laying up off the glass and got it. Machini with the first 2 points of the ball game. Pawnee City goes on top 2-0 in the opening minute. This is Simon with the basketball, takes it to the corner, has the ball dribbled away, knocked out of bounds. I think Trey Kling hit the ball last down there. It'll belong to the Irish. Inbounding the pass, Brendan Limron. Limron, a sophomore, just 5'9", the point guard. Limron wants to trigger it in, gets into the corner to Cole Tapp. Up top of the key, it comes to James Freshel. Freshel holds on to the ball for a moment. Now gives back up to Limron. Limron goes to the left side of the free throw circle. Baseline left side, driving floater up. Limron up and off, no good. The rebound taken away by Jet Farwell. Farwell's going to push it down in a hurry. Now decides to back things out and set the offense. So he put a bounce pass in. Ooh, that ball looked like it went off the foot of Anthony Kling, and they're going to give the ball to Pawnee City. Jaylee, did you see what I saw?
Yes, I did.
That went off of Kling's foot. Pawnee City got the benefit of the doubt there. They'll inbound the pass, lob it into Trey Kling. Kling gives to Machini. Oscar Machini. Mismatch there, being guarded by Limron. About a foot and a half difference in height between the two. Back to the top of the key it comes. Jet Farwell, a cross-court pass. Drew Menega. Menega. Now to Anthony Kling. Around again it comes to Farwell. Farwell looking in for Trey Kling. Can't get the pass. Wanted to go to Machini. He comes up with a pass on the baseline. Lob pass up top. Tipped away by Taft. Out of bounds. It's going to be touched last by Drew Menega. Sacred Heart will get the basketball. Time and score.
The Irish are at 2. Is at 0. The Indians are at 2 with 6:17 left in the first.
And here come the Irish with the basketball on the right side of the lane. This is Simon with it. Tries to back in against Trey Kling. Can't get there. Comes to the left wing with it. Here's Jack Stice. Stice goes in for a little layup, a whistle, and a foul. I think we're going to put Stice at the line where he'll be shooting two shots here. Let's see who the foul is on. Trey, I believe.
That foul is on Trey Kling. That is his first personal foul and the team's first foul.
Oh, they're not going to shoot it. I thought that was going to be a shooting foul. It looked like he was going for a layup. Instead, it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball under their own basket. Limron lobs it up top to Simon. Simon goes in for the short shot off the glass. Got it, and he will be fouled. Joe Simon got the basket. He'll have the and one coming here as he was fouled.
That foul would be on Drew Menega. That is Drew's first personal foul and the team's second team foul.
Joe Simon at the line.
Joe shoots 65% from the free throw line.
Free throw is up and he got it. Simon got it to fall, completes a three-point play. It's 3-2. Sacred Heart with their first lead of the game. Irish up by one. Down quickly goes Farwell for a driving layup. Follow shot, Farwell can't get it to go. Tipped out into the corner on the left side to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling on the dribble. He was double-teamed for a moment, picks up the dribble. Top of the key, comes up to Machini with the basketball, who works on the right side of the circle. Long three from the right corner, Machini up and off, no good. A battle for the rebound is saved from going out of bounds, but that's going to be over and back. Oh, my. Huh. They fielded that one in backcourt. And with the basketball, Anthony Kling. Kling feeds it underneath the basket, goes into Trey Kling, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish.
That foul was on Cole Taft. That is Cole's first personal foul and Sacred Heart's first team foul.
Pawnee City's basketball. Menega inbounds it. Chet Farwell shot right under the basket. Can't get it. Freshel comes up with the rebound, and now a whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Pawnee City. We'll see who this one's on. A lot of fouls in a hurry here.
That foul was on Jet Farwell. That is his first personal foul and the team's third team foul.
5:18 to play in the first quarter. 3-2. Irish up by one. Sacred Heart with a basketball. This is Cole Taft on the right side. Taft comes to the top of the key. Kicks it back to Simon into the corner right side. Taft had an open look with a screen from Simon. Didn't take it. Now Freshel penetrates. A little floater in. Off the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. It won't go down for Simon. And the rebound cleared out by Drew Menega. Menega. Outlet pass to Machini. Machini, guarded by Simon, stops him at the free throw line, kicks to the right elbow. Anthony Kling, left-handed dribble, top of the key. Wanted to go to Farwell with it. Now he keeps it. Anthony Kling backs out onto the left wing. Skip pass across court. Machini on the right side. Machini launched a three there a moment ago. It wouldn't go. He tries to drive in, shoots over Simon, up and off, no good. Simon got the block and the rebound. Outlet pass comes out quickly to Jack Stice. Stice down corner. James Freshel on the left side. Oh, nearly stolen away. Here comes Simon. Taft, open look for the corner for three. Up and off, no good. Rebound brought down by the Irish. Again, here's Stice. Stice beats Simon. He stands at the free throw line. Backing it out between the rings again goes Jack Stice on the dribble. Stice with a little spin move goes around the screen. gives inside to Simon. Back comes to Stice. Now Freshel on the left side. He penetrates to the free throw line. They can't get the ball inside. This Pawnee City defense, very effective on not giving up anything underneath the basket, not letting them penetrate with the basketball. Now Cole Taft with the ball on the left elbow. Bounce pass to Simon. Simon holds it top of the circle. Clock running at 3:48 to go first quarter. Low scoring contest so far. Irish up 3-2. On the left side of the lane, this is Stice. Stice back up top again to Simon. Here's a long three that's off the rim for Taft, and the rebound to Meniga. Meniga outlet pass Machini. Machini down in a hurry with it to Jet Farwell. Farwell, fall away shot off the glass. The ball won't drop, but a whistle and a foul. I think we're going to probably have Farwell at the line here.
That foul was on Jack Stice. That is his first personal foul and the team's second foul.
At the free throw line will be Jet Farwell. He's a junior. 3:25 to go here in the first quarter. 3-2. Irish up by one. Farwell's going to try and change that from the charity stripe. The first of two shots is up and off. No good. He'll get another attempt. Subs into the ballgame for Pawnee City. Checking in, Darius Anderson into the lineup. Also, Trey Martini checks into the game now, as does Justin Pierce. So wholesale substitutions here. Pawnee City ready for the second free throw here now by Jet Farwell. This shot is on the way up, and it is off no good. The ball is tipped around, and Irish with the rebound. Apparently, Coach Hadley Sikora not happy with the point production in the first 4 minutes here. Puts three subs in off the bench. His team with only 2 points on the board, and we played 5 minutes. Driving on the right side is Simon. Turn around off the glass, up and good. And that's the kind of basketball Joe Simon can play when he's clicking underneath. All right. Jet Farwell with the basketball. Up top it comes now. This is Trey Martini. Martini is in traffic. He's double-teamed. Oh, nice speed. Gave it inside. The ball will not fall. Jet Farwell is going to make that one 9 out of 10 times.
That foul was on number 11, Jack Stice. That is his second personal foul and the team's third foul.
Jet Farwell at the line. He's 0 for 2. He missed two just a moment ago. Here shooting two shots once again. Free throw's on the way. Up. It's off. Pawnee City, uncharacteristically cold from the free throw line and the field. Into the game now, Kyler Sipple comes in for the Irish. He's a 5'10 sophomore in off the bench. Jet Farwell, second free throw is on the way. It's up and it's off, no good, and the rebound comes down to James Freshel. Freshel gives the outlet pass off to Lemron into forecourt. Lemron guarded tightly over there by Justin Pierce. Pierce is right in Lemron's back pocket. Knocks the Lemron to the floor. In the paint, the ball goes into Simon. It's loose. Pierce comes up with it. Now Pierce is going to dribble away and bring it into forecourt. In the paint, big collision there. Wait a minute. We're going to have a blocking foul called on the Irish.
That foul was on Brendan Lemrod. That is his first personal foul and the team's fourth foul.
Inbounding the pass will be Justin Pierce, the senior point guard. Those bright fluorescent orange shoes. He's easy to find out there. Pierce gets it inside. Fall away shot. Kling is up, in and out. No, and the rebound brought down by the Irish, but a whistle and a foul. Crashing the boards there from Pawnee City, I think, was Anderson.
That foul was on Darius Anderson. That is his first personal foul and the team's fourth foul.
Now checking into the game for the Irish is Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe is 6'2 sophomore into the ball game for Sacred Heart. Can't believe a low-scoring contest here. We've played nearly 6 minutes, and it's only 5-2. The Irish up by three. Here comes Sacred Heart with the basketball. Brendan Lemrod picks up his dribble. Has to give it to Kanabe. Kanabe over to the right side, finds Freshel. Freshel, little head and shoulders fake move, now backs it out, gives it up top again to Simon. Over to Cole Taft on the left side of the lane. Taft lost his dribble. He's in trouble. Simon comes up with it. Look out. We got a whistle. And a, wait a minute. I think we're going to have a foul called on Cole Taft. Oh.
That foul is on Cole Taft. That is his second personal foul and the team's fifth foul.
Taft's facial expression there, one of disbelief as
yes.
They were going after the ball. So now a foul situation here early in the ballgame. We've played 6 minutes. Cole Taft has two. Jack Stice has two for the Irish. Nobody with more than one on Pawnee City's side of the ledger. Indians with the basketball. Setting up the offense is Jet Farwell. to the right side. Darius Anderson. Anderson gives it up to Kling. Shot is off. No good. Pawnee has just come out cold as can be here. They can't hit anything right now. Down in a hurry come the Irish. Nearly stolen away from Simon. Simon goes to Freshel. Back into Simon. Simon working one against three inside the paint. No way he's going to get a shot off in there. Pawnee City doing a great job of collapsing on Joe Simon when he gets the ball inside the paint. Now here's Lemron with the little floater. It won't go. We're going to have to get maintenance in here with a ladder and take the lids off the baskets, Sheely.
Yeah.
In traffic, traveling is going to be called on Jet Farwell. Time and score.
Time left in the first quarter is 1 minute and 17 seconds. The Irish are still up by 3-5-2.
And Sacred Heart will have the basketball. With the dribble comes Brendan Lemron. Lemron crosses the midcourt line. Into forecourt to the left side. Freshel thought about a three. Now he goes inside the paint. Can't get the shot off. Back up to Lemron to the right side. A defensive battle so far in this one. Simon backing out into the corner on the right side of the basket. Puts it back up between the rings to the top of the circle to Freshel. Freshel. Oh, a pass tipped away. It goes out of bounds. Pawnee City touched it last, and it'll stay with the Irish. You'd have told me that we would play the first quarter down to 49 seconds to go and only have a 5-2 ball game with these two, what are normally pretty good offensive playing ball teams. I would be surprised. Pawnee City's had some good looks at the basket. Just couldn't get it to go. Simon kicks it out. Here's Sipple for three. Got it. Off the bench, Kyler Sipple. Drops in a three from the left wing on the right side. I think they just gave that to the wrong team, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Should be 8-2 right now. They've got it up 5-5. Here's a back-end offensive foul. It's going to be called on Pawnee City's Jet Farwell.
That is Jet Farwell's second personal foul and Pawnee City's 15th foul.
They've got this scoreboard wrong here. They say 5-5. The score's really 8-2. There we go. If you're never sure, just check with the radio announcers.
Yes.
Now the officials coming over to the table. They got that squared away. What happened is they put the last 3 points up on Pawnee City side. So 8-2 our score. 21 seconds of play here in the first quarter. Irish with the basketball. On the dribble comes Brendan Lemron. We're getting close to the end of the first quarter. 13 seconds to go here. At the top of the key is Lemron with 8 seconds. Lemron works to the right elbow. Going to pull up for a long three. Got it! Brendan Lemron hits a three from the right corner. There's the buzzer.
After one quarter, our score is Irish leading 11-2. We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to the Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
My name is Randy Gatula. That other voice you hear, that's Jaylee McNeely from here at HTRS. Kurt Kilman is our producer engineer for this afternoon's presentation of high school basketball. Quarterfinal action, boys, round here of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. 11-2, Irish up by 9 after one quarter. Sacred Heart has the basketball to begin the second period. With the ball is James Freshel on the left wing. Freshel behind the back dribble on the left elbow to the top of the key to Kyler Sipple. Across court, Cooper Kanabe with the ball. He may have switched pivot feet there. Kanabe did that so smooth. To the left elbow it comes. Brendan Lemrond on the dribble. And now up top to James Freshel. He holds the ball near the midcourt circle. Oscar Machini comes out to challenge him in the man-to-man defense. Pawnee City has switched up to a pressuring man-to-man now going after the Irish. Holding the ball is Simon. Goes to Kyler Sipple. Sipple, left-handed dribble, across court pass, comes to Freshel. Looking inside for Simon. Lob pass, covered by Trey Kling. Simon can't get around Kling to get to the basket. Machini tips the ball away from him, and they get the steal. On the dribble down court in a hurry with it comes Jet Farwell. Right side, Oscar Machini. Machini, look for Menega. Now to the left wing to Kling with it. That's Anthony Kling. Back to Menega. Anthony Kling in the corner, driving in. Jump shot, ball away, doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called against Sacred Heart.
That foul is on Brendan Lemrond. That is his second personal foul and Sacred Heart's first team foul.
At the free throw line is Anthony Kling. He's not scored yet today, has not been to the line. Here's shooting two shots. The first one is up and off, no good. Boy, Pawnee City uncharacteristically 0-for-5 from the free throw line now. Jet Farwell has missed four in a row. Anthony Kling missed the front end of two there. Here's his second shot for Kling. It's on the way up. He got that one. Maybe that'll break the ice here for the Indians. 11-3. The lead is 8 for Sacred Heart with 6:49 to play in the first half. With the ball is Joe Simon. Finds James Freshel. Machini comes up to shield him away from the goal. Back to the top of the key again. It comes to Lemrond. Right side, Kyler Sipple goes inside to Simon. He's on the baseline left side, tries to back in. Trey Kling won't give him a thing. Ball is tipped away, nearly stolen. Loose on the floor, they get the steal. Down it comes to Trey Kling. Feeds right side, Farwell driving, missed the layup. Follow shot, put back up and good by Trey Kling. Trey Kling got the put back. Farwell missed a point-blank range lay-in and couldn't get it down. The lead is 6 now for Sacred Heart, 11-5. Here's Freshel with a jump shot over the top, missed everything. An air ball that's going to be fielded and brought down in a hurry by Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling kicks to Machini for 3 from the right wing. It's off, no good, but the rebound is taken away by Jet Farwell. Put back up, off, no good. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish.
That foul was called on 6'4 senior Joe Simon. That is his first personal foul and the team's second team foul.
At the free throw line, Jet Farwell. Timeout taken on the floor. We've got a timeout.
There's a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
We'll keep it here live at HTRS High School. 5:55 to go here in the first half, second quarter. 11-5 our score. The Sacred Heart Irish up by 6 here with a timeout taken on the floor. Lots of basketball coming up later this week, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. We'll be traveling out to Wymore on Thursday and Saturday. We'll have all four games of the semifinals on. John Nixon will be joining me for that broadcast. We'll be back out there again Saturday for championship games and possibly some third-place consolation games, depending on how things shake out in the semifinals, but we can tell you we're going to have a lot of basketball and possibly even some ECNC games. Boy, the first round of ECNC game yesterday, amazing scores there. They kind of got out of hand. The margins of victory, 46 points in one of them, 55 points.
Wow.
Auburn got a 55-point win in that one. Freeman got a 48-point win. Kind of a tough sled in the first round of the ECNC. Back to live action here now at the free throw line. Jet Farwell, free throw is up and good. So Farwell, after missing his first four in a row, got that free throw to fall. He'll have a second shot coming here. Jet Farwell looks to the basket, launches the second shot. It's up, in and out of there, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Simon, and then a whistle. Going to have a lane violation, or what are they telling me here? Joe Simon looks confused by the whole thing. Now they're calling official Gary Pence in to discuss what the call. Kellen Havikin, our baseline official, was indicating we're going to reshoot the free throw that was missed after Simon came down with the rebound. Now they're discussing this. And they're going to say, well, he signaled jump ball, held ball. Possession arrow is going to belong to Pawnee City, and we won't shoot it. You're a player. What happened?
I don't know.
Okay. Waiting for the inbound pass. Drew Menega. Menega gets it into the right side to Farwell. He lost the dribble. Has to clear it back up top. Comes to the near side. Back to Jet Farwell. Freshel has him guarded in the man-to-man defense. Top of the key with the dribble. That's Machini. Machini feeds down into the corner to Drew Menega. Or check that. That's Trey Martini in the ballgame now. To the near side. Machini. He walks with the basketball. Machini with the travel.
So far in the second quarter, we have 5:32 left with the time. The Irish are leading 11-6.
And it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Joe Simon will inbound it. Inbounds a pass on the side and backcourt to Brendan Limron. Limron across the timeline to set it up to the left wing. He's to the left side. That's James Fresh holding the ball. Pressuring man-to-man defense by Pawnee City. Kicks it around to the corner. Cooper Kanabe with the ball. Up top again, it comes to Simon. He wants to penetrate. Simon in the paint. Fall away. Jump shot. Comes up short. A battle for the rebound. Pulled away by Jet Farwell. Pawnee City down in a hurry. Farwell wants to set the offense up quickly to Menega on the left wing. Long three. Menega in and out of there. No good. And the rebound to James Freshel. Outlet pass goes to Limron. Limron down court with the basketball across the timeline on the right side of the lane. Top of the key. Gives it up to the left side, that's Freshel. Freshel with a long three. No, it's a two. They say his toe was on the line. He'll get a two for that one. Makes it 13-6. Ball nearly stolen away by Kyler Sipple. They get it back and go to Drew Menega with a cross-court pass. Now Machini at the free throw line. Jump shot off the back of the rim. Bounces around the rebound. Pawnee City. Follow shot. Put back. Won't go. Kanabe comes down with the rebound. Cooper Kanabe trying to get out of there, and he's going to be fouled.
That foul was on Drew Menega. That is his second personal foul and Pawnee City's first team foul.
Okay. I think they got that one on Kling, I believe. Atreyu Kling for that one. Yeah, that's who they supposed to be, his second. That's fine. All right, with the ball is Sacred Heart. With the ball at the top of the key, Freshel comes to the near side. There's a long three off the rim. Won't go for Simon. And again, the rebound to Pawnee City. Down court is Farwell on the left side of the lane. Here in the midway point here of the second quarter with 4 minutes to go in the first half. 13-6, Irish on top. Baseline in the corner, Trey Kling with the ball. Up to Menega. Menega cross-court pass. Here's a three that doesn't go, and there with a rebound again is Joe Simon. Neither of these teams are shooting lights out here this afternoon. Just maybe it's a time of day, you suppose?
Yeah, maybe.
There's Freshel from the corner. He couldn't get it. Kanabe with a great job on the boards. Good job by Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe, just a sophomore, 6'2", in there battling for that rebound. Now James Freshel holds the ball. Oscar Machini comes after it. Justin Pierce up off the bench for Pawnee City, getting ready to check in. There's a whistle and a foul going to be called on the Indians.
That foul is on junior Anthony Kling. That is his third personal foul and Pawnee City's second team foul.
All right, so on the right sideline to inbound the ball will be Kyler Sipple. Sipple inbounds it. And with the ball, handling it now is Limron. Limron to the right elbow. Goes to Freshel with the pass. Freshel into the corner. Simon. Joe Simon backs in. Knocks a defender down. No whistle there. Here's Limron for three. It's off the rim. Doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Drew Menega. Long down court pass. They get it down in a hurry. They find Anthony Kling in the corner. Farwell for three. Top of the circle. The bank was open. Jet Farwell banked that one off the glass. Got the friendly bounce. Got the tray. And now we're back to a five-point ball game, 13-8, 2:46 to go. Offensive foul going to be called on the baseline.
That foul was on senior Joe Simon. That was his second personal foul and Irish's third team foul.
High school basketball coming away this afternoon on Sunny 101.3. We are KLZA-FM, Fall City and Humboldt. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. J.C. McNeely, Jaylee McNeely is our color commentator. On the left wing, Anthony Kling. They feed it to the corner. Open look. Oh, partially blocked. Good defense. Follow shot. Put back up and good. I think the basket's going to count and the foul. Foul is going to go, I think.
That foul is on Cooper Knobby. That was his first personal foul and Irish's fourth team foul.
So Knobby picks up the personal. Here's a free throw. It's up and off. No good. Knobby is there for the rebound. Boy, the Pawnee City Indians just having a dickens of a time at the free throw line here this afternoon. All right, on the corner, right side, back and in. Simon tried to get to the basket. The ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Good defense down there by Trey Martini to knock that one away. And the ball is going to belong. Oh, they're going to say it's Sacred Hearts basketball. Okay. Inbounding it will be Lemron. Lemron waits to lob it up top. Bounce pass, almost stolen away. Sipple gets it back, gives it back to Lemron. Lemron to the top of the key, finds Freshel with the pass. Freshel in the paint. Boy, they're all over it. Double team, triple team. He needs help. Gets it to Simon. Simon off the glass, up and good. Joe Simon now has 7 points in the ballgame. When they can get the ball to Simon, he has success under there. They just haven't been able to get it under the basket to him.
To go in the second quarter is 1 minute and 42 seconds. Irish are up 15 to 10.
Pawnee City with the basketball in the paint. Trey Martini trying to turn around. Oh, nice feed underneath Martini. He found Anthony Kling, and Kling has his first 2 points from the field of the ballgame. Now it's a 3-point contest, more like what we expected. It was 11 to 2 after one quarter. Now just 3 points separating these two teams. 53-51 the last time they met. Irish got the 2-point win. There's a pass that's wide of the mark, out of bounds. Irish throw it away, yet another turnover. It'll give it back to Pawnee City. A minute 13 to play now in the first half. Be sure and stay with us for our halftime show. We'll have a complete scoring recap for you. That'll be coming up at the half.
Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. Season for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
There's a 3 up that's off, no good. Double dribble is going to be called on Pawnee City, and Sacred Heart will have the basketball get back. We're nearing the end of the first half coming up here shortly. Down to 52 seconds to play in the second quarter, 15 to 12. Irish with a 3-point lead. They may decide to play for one here. Lemron picked up his dribble, lost it at the top of the key, goes to Simon, all the way underneath. Simon can't get to the hoop, up top. Lemron, open look, 3, left side, off the back of the iron, off the top of the backboard. Rebound, follow shot up and good, put in by Joe Simon. Simon has 9 points now to lead the scoring for Sacred Heart. 25 seconds left with which to work here for Pawnee City in this first half. They're down by 5, 17-12. Indian, Justin Pierce with the ball. Pierce on the right wing. Skip pass all the way across court on the far side to Anthony Kling. Now back up top to Farwell with 10 seconds to go. Ball tipped around, stolen by Cooper Knobby. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Lemron down court with it. They meet him at midcourt. Tries to go to Freshel with the basketball. Freshel gets a shot at the buzzer that won't go. And that's the half.
At the half, our score is Irish leading 17-12. We'll be back with the halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary. Their family serving your family.
Community Insurance Group, where you always get friendly local service with offices at 4 locations to serve you in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Sterling, Nebraska. Community Insurance Group can assist you with auto, home, farm, crop, life, health, and commercial insurance. For all your insurance needs, contact Community Insurance Group. Our roots run deep in the communities we serve.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
We at Nemaha County Hospital want you to enjoy the incredible snow we've been having. We also want you to stay safe on those sledding hills. First, choose a hill with a clear path and no obstacles such as trees and rocks. Always sled during the day when visibility is clear. And remember, helmets aren't just for bikes. They're also an excellent way to prevent serious head injuries while sledding. Finally, one person on a sled at a time prevents many injuries. Nemaha County Hospital is here to keep you smiling and safe. Happy sledding!
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, it's halftime here at HTRS High School.
Tonight's halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
All right, our halftime score, Sacred Heart on top, 17-12 here in the quarterfinals of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Let's look at the individual numbers. Boy, not a lot of scoring to talk about. Jet Farwell leads the way for Sacred Heart with 5 points. Anthony Kling has 3. Trey Kling with 2 and Oscar Machini with 2 for their total of 12 points in the entire first half. From the free throw line, the Pawnee City Indians made just 2 out of 8 from the free throw line, only hitting 25%. For the Sacred Heart Irish, they're led by Joe Simon. He's got 9 points at the half, 3 for Brendan Lemron. Kyler Sipple came off the bench to chip in 3, and James Freshel has 2 for Sacred Heart's total of 17. The Irish perfect from the line. They went 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. At the half, our score 17-12. The Sacred Heart Irish leading the Pawnee City Indians. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. Send it back to Kurt Kilman, our producer engineer at the Sunny 101.3 Studios. We'll take a 2-minute break here, maybe update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's what's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm meteorologist Carol Foster with your weather for the tri-state area.
Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid 40s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Missouri. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 20s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Missouri. For today's forecast, mostly sunny with our high nearing 47, staying partly cloudy overnight with a low around 28, partly sunny into Wednesday with a high of 62, and partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with a low around 43. Some sunshine throughout Thursday with a high nearing 58, and partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with a low around 42. Mostly cloudy skies on Friday with a high of 57 and 49 and cloudy throughout Friday night. A chance for some rain showers on Saturday, otherwise cloudy with a high nearing 56 and more rain possible Saturday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Carol Foster on Sunny 101.3.
We at Nemaha County Hospital want you to enjoy the incredible snow we've been having. We also want you to stay safe on those sledding hills. First, choose a hill with a clear path and no obstacles such as trees and rocks. Always sled during the day when visibility is clear. And remember, helmets aren't just for bikes. They're also an excellent way to prevent serious head injuries while sledding. Finally, one person on a sled at a time prevents many injuries. Nemaha County Hospital is here to keep you smiling and safe. Happy sledding!
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back inside HTRS High School. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Pawnee City Indians 17-12 in this boys' quarterfinal game of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. It's been quite a year for tournaments here in southeast Nebraska. We weren't able to play the Mudeikis Tournament because the weather messed with us. One of the first times in years we didn't finish that tournament. And then last night, a power outage at Diller O'Dell High School forced them to move the games over to Southern. They got them in. It got pretty late last night, but we're keeping things rolling along.
Our halftime show this evening has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
If you're in the Humboldt area around here, why not come by and take in some tournament basketball? This is our only broadcast of the day, but we do have the Johnson-Brock boys taking on, or Johnson-Brock girls taking on Sterling. That's coming up at 4:30. At 6 o'clock, the Johnson-Brock boys will play Nebraska City Lords. And then the nightcap tonight at 7:30 here at HTRS, the HTRS girls taking on the Lord Central Catholic Knights. My broadcast partner will be involved in that one. Good luck to you tonight,
Haley. Yes, thank you.
All right, we're ready to move to third quarter action. Randy Gatula, Jaylee McNeely with you here at HTRS High School. Kurt Kilman is our producer engineer for today's presentation. The basketball will belong to the Irish. Sacred Heart into forecourt. Jack Stice gets the pass on the baseline inside. Across into the corner, open look for Taft for three. Up and off, no good, and there with the rebound is Anthony Kling. Kling gets the outlet pass out to Jet Farwell, and here come the Indians. Jet Farwell being chased after by Taft out on the right side, Cole Taft. Pestering Farwell, he passes to the near side to Drew Menega. Minniga right back up to Farwell. Jump shot, fall away, up and good. Jet Farwell, he's got 7 points now in the ball game, and it's a three-point basketball game, 17-14, Irish on top. Here comes Sacred Heart to the near side. Jack Stice inside with it. Spin move, moving to the hoop. Can't get it up. Now into the corner. Top of the key. Open look. Freshel for three. It's off. No good. And the rebound to Pawnee City for the Indians. Jet Farwell. Boy, he came to play here. Now Farwell's pass just goes through the fingertips of Oscar Machini. Farwell with a nice little pull-up jumper to start the third quarter down here in the lane on the left side. Then a good job on the defensive boards. 17-14, Irish by three. Here's Jack Stice. Stice with the basketball on the dribble. To the right side, to Taft. Top of the key, it comes back up top to Limron. Over to Freshel, now inside the paint. Boy, no place to go. Limron can't get an open look. This defense for Pawnee City is impressive. Simon feeds inside to Limron, out to Taft. Oh, big collision. Nothing flagrant there. It was just a matter of Drew Minniga got out of control and went over the top of Cole Taft.
That foul was on Drew Minniga. That was his second personal foul and Pawnee City's first team foul.
6:31 to play here in the third quarter. 17-14, Irish by three. Inbound to pass. Stice with it. Stice had 21 points the other night at Southern. He has not scored this afternoon. Stice's pass. They try to put it inside to Simon. Freshel comes up with it. Now it's stolen away. Fast break, drive wing, layup, up and good by Anthony Kling. Kling has 5 points, and it's a one-point basketball game. 17-16, Irish up. 6:09 to play, third quarter. Sacred Heart trying to find some offense here in the third quarter. You hear the chant defense by the Pawnee City faithful here on the near side. In the corner, Simon comes to Cole Taft. Taft, bounce pass, Simon, lost the handle. Gets it to the corner to Freshel. Freshel can't get the open look. This, I'm impressed with this Pawnee City defense. This man-to-man defense is really dealing the Irish fits here. They are in the face of every one of the ball handlers the moment they get their hands on the basketball. Now the top of the key is Taft. Near side comes to Freshel. Again, back up top to Simon. Taft dribbles to the baseline. Wanted to go underneath. The ball is tipped away, grabbed up in the corner by Simon, who goes back to the top of the key again to Limron. Atreyu Kling doing a good job on Simon. He had that same assignment when they played 11 days ago. And Trey Kling pretty much shut Simon down in that matchup. Now Simon has the basketball. Kling is muscling him out of there into the corner. Taft in trouble. Ball is tipped out of bounds off the fingertips of Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling has just kind of turned it up a notch here in this third quarter. Very aggressive.
So far left in the third quarter, we are at 5:04. Irish are up by one, 17-16.
Sacred Hearts basketball. Limron, long three is up and good. That was Cole Taft. Taft with his first bucket of the afternoon as he hits a three from out of the left wing, and the Irish extend their lead once again to four at 20-16 in this very low-scoring contest. Here's going to be a over-and-back call. Just a little miscue there between Jet Farwell and Anthony Kling. Farwell broke to the right just as Kling let go of the pass, and it goes harmlessly across the midcourt line for the over and back. Irish, let's see if they can capitalize on the turnover. The inbound pass comes inbound to Jack Stice, still being held scoreless as Stice. That's surprising me after the big game he had out at Wymore Southern. Irish still trying to solve this man-to-man defense. Up top, Taft for three again. Got it. Back-to-back three-pointers by Cole Taft. He's coming up big. Six straight points, and the lead is back up to seven. I believe this is the biggest lead of the game for either team here. A seven-point advantage now for the Irish. Oscar Machini hands the ball. Comes to Farwell with it. He lost the dribble. Machini walked with the basketball. That's the second time he's got caught on that little stutter step that he takes over there. And he'll turn the ball over, give it back to the Irish. So Sacred Heart has taken advantage of back-to-back turnovers with a pair of threes here from Cole Taft for 6 points in this third quarter. And the lead is seven now. Sacred Heart on top, 23-16. Irish basketball, Simon to the near side. Jack Stice tries to put a little pirouette move around the defender. Nothing doing there. Has to come back with it into the corner again to Simon. Around the horn it comes. Taft has hit two in a row. They're not going to give him that open look again. Good defense there by Farwell. Bounce pass to the left side, Freshel. Jaylee, you play a lot of basketball. Are you impressed this defense?
Yes, this is very impressive.
Yes, there's a long three that's up and off. No good. Put up by Taft. Rebound, Lemron. Seems like wherever the ball is, there are two defenders. Somebody's got to be open. There's Stice's jump shot up and off. No good. And the rebound to Oscar Machini. Machini down court. Right wing with the ball. Working against Lemron. What a mismatch that is. Here's a ball tipped away, grabbed up. Farwell has it taken away. Simon comes up with it. We're going to have a reach-in foul called on Pawnee City.
That foul would be on Anthony Kling. That is his second personal foul and Pawnee City's second team foul.
Now into the ballgame, Trey Martini back onto the floor, as is Justin Pierce for the Pawnee City Indians. Coach Hadley Sikora bringing in some bench players here. His team down now by seven. That's the biggest deficit for Pawnee City and obviously the biggest lead for either team. Under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter here at HTRS High School. There's a steal. On the steal the other direction, driving lay-in off. Oh, missed the uncontested lay-in. Trey Martini had an uncontested lay-in at the far end and couldn't get it to drop. And that's the kind of afternoon it's been for Pawnee City, not shooting anywhere near up to their normal standards offensively. Ball tipped around loose. Coming up with it is Simon. Simon across court pass with it goes to Stice. One of the fans off to our left doing a little officiating here. Inside his tap with the basketball. Top of the key. Back up top it comes to Simon. Simon guarded by Martini. A big mismatch there if they could get Simon and Martini in under the basket. Now Freshel lost his dribble. Here's Taft just outside the free throw line. Shot is up and off, no good. Trey Martini with the rebound. The senior pulls down the defensive board. Martini will set the offense. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 23-16. Irish hanging on to that 7-point lead, their biggest lead of the game. Machini, a cross-court pass to the near side to Anthony Kling. Kling comes up top to Jet Farwell. Ooh, Farwell almost threw it away. He was going to Pierce. Fortunately, Machini was there to catch the loose basketball. Farwell thought about the shot. Now comes to Kling. Anthony Kling for three. It's off the rim, and Simon's there with the rebound. Outlet pass down to Lemron. Lemron pushes it down court. He had Freshel out in front of him there for a minute. Couldn't get the ball to him. A minute 24 to go here in the third quarter. We're nearing the end of the third period. With the basketball at the top of the circle. Left side is Lemron. Bounce pass goes into Simon. There's your mismatch. Simon and Martini, but Simon can't get the ball into the baseline. Martini giving up about a foot of height there. Simon not able to get the basketball toward the basket. Instead it comes to Taft, and wait a minute, we got a foul away from the ball here. Stice.
That foul was on Jack Stice. That was his third personal foul and Fall City Sacred Heart's first team foul.
Down to 1:01 to go in the third quarter. 23-16, Irish up by seven, enjoying their biggest lead of the ballgame thus far. In goes Martini, tries to deliver a bounce pass on the baseline. He was looking to get it to Darius Anderson, but the ball gets tipped away. I believe it went out of bounds off the Irish. So they'll inbound it. Justin Pierce, senior point guard. He'll inbound it. Stands under his own basket. Pierce has to lob it all the way up to midcourt. Caught out here at the top of the key by Darius Anderson. Anderson back to Martini with it. Martini to the right elbow, trying to move inside the paint as Farwell with a floater that's up and good. Jet Farwell's got 9 points now in the game for Pawnee City. Pulls the Indians back to within five at 23-18. Irish may play for one shot here. 30 seconds on the clock to play. Oh, they go inside, driving lay-in. That was almost too easy as they got it into Joe Simon. He's in double figures now and has 11 points. 19 seconds to play here in the quarter. 7-point lead for the Irish. Well, there's a Simon stuck a foot out there. They're going to call him for kick in the basketball. The old soccer move there. Down to 15 seconds to play in the quarter. Pawnee City's Justin Pierce will inbound it. Pierce goes inside, the ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds by the Irish. It'll stay with Pawnee City. Down to 13 and a half seconds to play here. Again, Pawnee City's basketball. Justin Pierce taking the longest time. Now lobs it in. It's going to be chased down and stepping. Oh, he saved it from going out of bounds. Martini, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Limron, I believe.
That foul was on Brendan Limron. That was his third personal foul and Fall City Sacred Heart's second team foul.
9.1 seconds to play here now in the quarter. Cooper Kanabe back into the lineup. Kyler Sippel back in. Coach Doug Gold's not going to take any chances on getting a foul here in the last 9 seconds. Pawnee City's basketball, Trey Martini will inbound it to the left side Pierce. Top of the key, Farwell. Farwell. Fall away shot, Farwell. Got it off the bank shot, got it to go. Jeff Farwell at the buzzer, hit the basket, 25-20.
After three quarters, our score is 25-20 with Sacred Heart Irish on top. We'll be right back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. Season for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
We move to live action in the fourth quarter, 25-20. Irish up by 5, Pawnee City with the basketball. Long three from the corner, up and off, no good. Here's a fight for the rebound. Oh, great job underneath there by Joe Simon. That ball was going out of bounds. Simon reached out with that big long arm, hooked the basketball, and flipped it off the chest of Oscar Machini. It went out of bounds off of Machini, and that preserved the possession for the Irish. Now Sacred Heart with the ball. Down court, Jack Stice, the original five starters, back on the floor for the Irish. Stice goes to Cole Tapp. Lob pass inside Simon. Limron, open look three from the corner. Got it. Brendan Limron, his second three-pointer of the afternoon. And it's an eight-point Irish lead. This is the biggest lead yet by either team. 28-20 here in the opening minute of the fourth quarter. Here's a jump shot from the corner up and off. No good by Kling. That wouldn't go. Now we got a whistle, and a travel is going to be called on the Irish. So make a note of that. At 7:09 to mark in the ballgame, the Irish with their biggest lead of the game, up by eight in what has been a low-scoring contest thus far. Pawnee City will have the basketball under their own basket. Drew Menegetti inbound it. Ooh, almost losing the handle over here was Jet Farwell. Farwell with a fall-away shot under the basket. Doesn't get it. Rebound, Freshel. Freshel had a fast break going for a minute. He wisely decides to just pull it out and set the offense. No sense to do anything suicidal down here when you're up by eight in this ball game. Top of the key. There's Stice for three. It won't fall. Getting the rebound is Jet Farwell. Farwell, long down court pass. Anthony Kling back up top to Farwell. Machini for three from the corner. Got it. Oscar Machini's got 5 points. He's a big man, 6'6 and a senior, not afraid to pull up and launch that three. He hit that one from well outside the three-point arc. 28-23. The lead is down to five. Simon goes inside to the corner. Stice for three from the corner. Got it. You had to wonder when Jack Stice was going to nail one of those. Stice with his first three-pointer of the afternoon. And the lead is back 31-23. Back up by eight once again are the Irish. 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. Driving lay-in up. Off no good. A whistle and a foul.
That foul was on senior Jack Stice. That was his fourth personal foul and Fall City Sacred Heart's first team foul.
So Stice will probably come out of the ballgame here with four personals. It'll bring Cooper Kanabe in off the bench. At the line shooting two shots, Anthony Kling. First one is up and good. Kling has now made two out of three from the free throw line. He has 6 points in the ballgame for Pawnee City. Stice comes to the bench. That's a shame. Right after he hit that three a moment ago, now he's going to be in foul trouble. Second free throw is up, and this one rims off and doesn't go for Anthony Kling. The rebound to James Freshel. Freshel gives his outlet pass up to Lemrond, and Lemrond to the top of the circle finds Simon with the ball. Joe Simon guarded by Trey Kling all afternoon in the man-to-man defense. This Pawnee City man-to-man defense is what's kept the Indians in this thing. There's Freshel making a move to the basket. He's going to be called for traveling, and that was due in part to some good defense by Oscar Machini. Machini got Freshel out of off-balance down there, and he traveled with the ball. Let's see. Coming out of the ball game now is Meniga sets out, and to replace him is Trey Martini back on the floor for Pawnee City. 7-point ball game, 31-24, lots of time left, 5:38 to play here in the fourth quarter. A cross-court pass to Machini. He hit the three from there just a moment ago. Machini to the near side finds Martini with the pass. Machini and Martini, that could turn into a tongue twister. There's a shot up by Farwell that won't go, then a whistle and a foul. Simon falls to the floor with the basketball. I think the foul is going to go on Pawnee City.
That foul was on Trey Kling. That was his third personal foul at Pawnee City's first team foul.
Down to 5:21 to go in the ballgame. A 7-point lead. These teams matched up just 11 days ago. It was a 2-point win that night for Sacred Heart, 53-51. This game in the quarterfinals of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Simon holds the ball. He's double-teamed. He's triple-teamed. Pass comes to the near side to Taft. Taft can't get a look. Goes to Simon. Floater up. He got it. He's fouled. Nice move to the basket there by Joe Simon. He got the basket and drew the foul.
That foul was also on Trey Kling. That was his fourth personal foul and Pawnee City's second team foul.
Joe Simon leads all scorers in the ballgame now. He has 13 points in this contest. 11 points so far for Jet Farwell on the other side of the ledger. Simon's free throw is up. He can't get it. There's a fight for the rebound. Great job by Trey Martini to get that between two defenders. Driving, reverse lay-in, Martini, no. Rebound, follow shot, putback won't go. Whistle and a foul, and we're going to send Anthony Kling right back to the free throw line.
That foul was on Joe Simon. That was his third personal foul and Fall City Sacred Heart's second team foul.
So Simon with three, Lemrond with three, Jack Stice on the bench with four fouls. First of two free throws is up and good for Anthony Kling. Kling has now hit three out of five from the free throw line. Another attempt coming here for the junior. Anthony Kling, shot is on the way. It's good. He got them both. Kling hits a pair, and we've got a timeout going to be taken.
There is a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potvin Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Now we bid you good afternoon from inside the HTRS High School gym, Humboldt, Nebraska, Pioneer Conference quarterfinal action, boys bracket. We have 4:50 left to play in the ballgame, 33-26, Sacred Heart hanging on to a 7-point lead. They have led by as much as 8 on two occasions, now up by 7. This was an 11-2 ball game after one quarter. I take that back. Sacred Heart was up by 9 at the end of the quarter, 11-2. At halftime, the Irish held a 5-point advantage, 17-12. And we really just haven't seen a whole lot of scoring in this basketball game. I'm somewhat surprised at where we are here. All right, 33-26 our score. Irish have the basketball. They come into forecourt with it. in trouble, being tied up. Now a timeout's going to be taken by Sacred Heart.
There is a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The score clock here at HTRS shows 4:41 to play in regulation. Sacred Heart with a 7-point advantage and the basketball. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul going to be called on the Indians.
That was a foul on Oscar Machini. That was his first personal foul and Pawnee City's 13th foul.
Cole Taft will inbound it for the Irish. Taft inbounds the basketball to Brendan Limrod. And Machini comes clear out and chases Limrod in backcourt. Here's a steal by Martini. Breakaway lay-in up and good. Sacred Heart getting a little bit lazy on the pass there across court. Martini with a nice steal. Now in trouble with it. They get it up court to Freshel. He'll get it across the timeline. Pawnee City is turning that man-to-man up another notch. Another whistle and a foul called on the Indians.
That was another foul called on Jet Farwell. That was his third personal foul and Pawnee City's 13th foul.
What was already a pressuring man-to-man defense from Pawnee City has just been turned up another notch, and they're really getting right in the face of the Irish ball handlers there. Machini is chasing Limrod, clear into backcourt.
Yeah.
There's another steal with the steal. Jet Farwell driving lay-in up and good, and Pawnee City getting the upper hand here. Doug Gold standing up with a look of dismay on his face. Suddenly the 7-point lead is melted down to 3, and here come the Indians. They come out to double-team Stice. Across court, Freshel. He almost lost a handle on it. Freshel in traffic. He needs help. Gets it up top again to Simon. 3:40 to go in the ballgame. Lots of time to play. It's a 3-point contest. Stice across court to Cole Taft. Boy, the Indians are just in-your-face defense right now. Into the corner. They feed it underneath. Oh, there's Simon. He missed the lay-in. Simon got the rebound, though. Flips it out to Limrod. Limrod up to Stice. Joe Simon had a bunny under there. Couldn't get it to fall. Again to Simon at the free throw line. Joe Simon's the leading scorer for the Irish. He's got 13 points. Had 2 points got away from him there on what looked like a sure bet. Down near the three-minute mark. Here's the floater from the left side. Up and off, no good. Freshel. Rebound, Martini. Martini's going to bring the ball down court. Kicks it to the left side. Layup, off the glass, no. Rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good by Anthony Kling. Kling got the put back. It's a 1-point ball game. Here come the Indians. Sacred Heart fans, scoot up closer to your radio. The Irish are struggling here, having trouble with the Pawnee City defense. Kudos to this Indian man-to-man defense. Boy, they had 5-on-2 there for just a moment. Backing it out is Limrod. The lead is 1, 33-32. 2.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Coming down to the wire like we thought it might. Stice for 3 off the back of the rim. Jack couldn't get it down. Had a nice look from the corner. It just would not go in. And now Pawnee City with a chance to take the lead by 1 or even possibly 2. Martini feeds it underneath. Driving lay-in up and good. Anthony Kling on the lay-in. And Pawnee City with their first lead in a long while. Timeout taken. Sacred Heart.
There is a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula and Jaylee McNeely back with you here at HTRS High School. Kurt Gilman is our producer-engineer today back at the sunny 101.3 studios. Boys, quarterfinal action of the Pioneer Conference Tournament, 2:04 to play in the ballgame, 34-33, Pawnee City, I believe, with their first lead of the ballgame. They have trailed throughout the contest, taking the lead here with 2:04 to play. Coach Doug Goltz took a timeout to try and settle down the Irish here. Turnovers have been the key for Pawnee City in the last minute or two. They've forced some turnovers with this pressuring defense. Irish just trying to hang on to the basketball, now find themselves trailing by one. The inbound pass comes into Joe Simon. Across it goes to Cole Taft. Here comes Machini after him. Machini has Taft. They've got him trapped. The ball turned over. Machini with the steal. Feeds underneath the basket. Shot is up and good. Oh, what an acrobatic move by Anthony Kling. Oscar Machini fed Kling the ball in midair. Kling caught it in midair and scored without even coming to the floor. The lead is three now for Pawnee City, 36-33. Irish trailing for the first time in the ballgame with a minute and a half to go in the contest. Taft, a cross-court pass, Lemrod. Here's a shot by Freshel for three. Off, no good. Rebound, Simon has the ball tipped away. Touch last by Simon. It'll belong to Pawnee City. The Indians trailed throughout this entire contest, took the lead at the 2:04 mark to go in the ballgame, and now Pawnee City up by three has the basketball. A minute 23 to go. Down court comes Anthony Kling. Kling, a little spin move, top of the key to Machini. Machini driving under the basket, goes to the corner, down to Menega. Menega back up top, it comes again to Farwell. Farwell started toward the basket, pulls it out. They're up by three with a minute five to go in the ballgame. Pawnee City just trying to run some clock. Driving lay-in. Martini up and good. Trey Martini's got 4 points. The lead is five for Pawnee City. With the basketball, across court pass goes to Stice into the corner. Freshel. Irish need to score and score quickly. Down by five. Cole Taft for three. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound. Freshel crashes the boards. Out of bounds off of Pawnee City. Clock is down to 41 seconds to go. We invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a complete rundown of all the individual scoring. That'll be coming up at the conclusion of this one. Irish down by five with the ball. Comes into Cole Taft. Taft wanted to put the three up. Lemrod, Irish need to score. They go inside to Simon. Driving layup up and good. Joe Simon got the basket. Whistle. Timeout's going to be taken on the floor.
There is a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Johnson Brosh girls standing by here. They're up next in the Pioneer Tournament coming up in just a minute. They're waiting in the wings to take the floor. 33 seconds left to play in this one. It's 38-35. Pawnee City up by three. And the Indians have the basketball. There's an inbound pass, and as you might expect, fouled immediately.
That foul was on senior James Freshel. That was his first personal foul and Irish's third team foul.
Only the third team foul. Sacred Heart's got another one to give before they can put him to the line. Full court pressure. Inbound the pass to Anthony Kling. Kling's going to take it all the way for the driving layup. Couldn't get it. And the rebound taken out by Menega. Right back it goes to Kling. Kling's going to be fouled in the corner. That's going to be the fourth team foul. Still not shooting.
That foul was on number three, Cole Taft. That was his third personal foul and Sacred Heart's fourth team foul.
All right, on the next foul, they'll go to the line. 24 seconds to play. It's still just a three-point ball game. Machini will inbound it in forecourt. Gets it into Farwell. They're going to foul him. They need to do it quickly. Farwell now will be fouled, and I believe Cole Taft's going to be the guilty person there. Oh, no, check that. Lemrod, isn't it?
Yes, that foul was on Brendan Lemrod. That was his fourth personal foul and Sacred Heart's 15th foul.
So at the free throw line will be Anthony Kling. Kling has made 4 out of 6 from the line. This one is up and off. No good. Boy, any one of these, if he can get one, this would be huge because it would make it a 2-possession ball game. Right now it's a 3-point deficit here for Sacred Heart. Big free throw here for Anthony Kling. Shot is on the way up, and it is off. No good. Rebound, Sacred Heart. Irish down by 3 with the basketball. Timeout taken by the Irish. 17.5 seconds to play in the ballgame. Timeout on the floor.
We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunday 101.3.
Jen's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant, providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, we're getting just about exactly the kind of game I expected here, Jay Lee. It was a 2-point contest 11 days ago. Now with 17 seconds to go, the Pawnee City Indians have come from behind to take a 3-point lead. Sacred Heart has the basketball. Coach Doug Goltz has out the chalkboard down here drawing up something. And usually Coach Goltz is never at a loss for a plan.
Yes, that's true.
Let's see if the Irish can execute here. They need a 3 to tie this thing up and maybe force some overtime. A 3-point ball game. This game in the quarterfinals of the 2024 Pioneer Conference Boys Tournament. We're live at HTRS High School. Be sure to stay with us for our post-game show, and we'll give you a rundown of all the individual numbers. Here we go. 17 and a half seconds go to decide this. Pawnee City against full court pressure. They get it into Jack Stice. Irish need a 3. Stice down court. Pawnee City in the pressuring defense. Time is clicking down. There's a 3. Cole Taft, and it's off the iron. No. Rebound fought for. Pawnee City comes down with a basketball and a whistle and a foul. The rebound goes to Oscar Machini, and a foul on the Irish. Only 4.6 seconds to play.
That foul was on Brendan Limrod. That was his 5th personal foul, and Fall City Sacred Heart, 5th team foul.
Limrod fouls out of the ball game with 6 points in this afternoon's contest. And now the all-important free throws for Drew Menega with a 3-point lead. If he can make either of these 2 free throws, that would ice the ball game for Pawnee City. They're up by 3 now with 4.6 seconds to go. Drew Menega has not scored this afternoon. At the line. Shot is up. It's good. And Drew Menega pretty much sealed it with that one. And that puts Pawnee City up by 4 with 4.6 seconds to go here. Menega, if you're only going to score 1 point, that was the time to do it. Second shot is up. He got them both. And now it's a 5-point lead. Down court comes Cole Taft. Taft puts up a shot at the buzzer that doesn't go. And there's your ball game. The Pawnee City Indians with the win this afternoon over the Sacred Heart Irish after trailing throughout the entire ball game. Pawnee City took their first lead with 2:04 to go in the contest, and they win it 40-35.
Our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha on Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now with a look at the final numbers, here's Randy.
Actually, we're going to step aside and take a 2-minute break here first. Then we'll come back and look at those numbers right after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula and Jaylee McNeely back with you here at HTRS High School. Our final score, the Pawnee City Indians coming from behind to get the win over the Sacred Heart Irish 40-35. Let's look at the individual numbers first for the Irish. Sacred Heart led this afternoon by Joe Simon. Simon had 15 points in the contest. Cole Taft added 6. Brendan Limrod with 6. 3 points for Jack Stice. Kyler Sipple had 3. And James Freshel with 2. For their total of 35. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart made just 1 of 2 free throws. Only 2 shots at the line for the Irish. The numbers for the Pawnee City Indians. 2 players, not surprisingly, in double figures. Anthony Kling finishing with 14. Jet Farwell with 13 points. Trey Martini came off the bench and chipped in 4. Oscar Machini had 5. And 2 points each for Trey Kling and Drew Meniga for Pawnee City's total of 40. From the free throw line, Pawnee City gets 7 out of 16 at the charity drive. The score by quarters, Sacred Heart led throughout most of the ballgame. They led after one quarter 11-2. They were up by 5 at halftime, 17-12. Had a 5-point lead at the end of three quarters, 25-20. And then Pawnee City took the lead for the first time with 2:04 left to play in the ballgame and went on to get the win 40-35. With the win, Pawnee City Indians improved their record to 9-7, and the loss dropped Sacred Heart's record to 9-8 on the year. 40-35, your final score this afternoon.
This post-game scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. When you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect, Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Well, this is our only broadcast of the day here from HTRS. If you're in the Humboldt area and want to take in some fun basketball, up next year at 4:30 in the girls' bracket, Johnson Brock is playing Sterling. And then at 6 o'clock on the boys' side, it'll be the Johnson Brock boys against the Nebraska City Lords. The nightcap tonight, the 7:30 ball game. Jaylee McNeely and her teammates will be taking on Nebraska City Lords. That one's scheduled for 7:30, so you want to make your way down here and take in some basketball. They're playing games also over at Diller Odell. So this Pioneer Conference tournament is in full swing. We want to remind all of our listeners, we're making broadcast plans right now to be at Wymore Southern on Thursday and Saturday. We will have semifinal action for you from Southern on Thursday, championship and third place consolation games on Saturday. We can't tell you who, when, or why because we have to play all these quarterfinal games, but rest assured any area teams that are involved in championship or third place matches, we will have coverage for you either here on Sunny 101.3 or KTNC or possibly both depending on how it plays out. So just stay tuned. Watch my Facebook page. We'll keep it posted there and let you know where we will be with our continuing coverage on Thursday and Saturday. Well, Jaylee, thank you once again for joining me for the broadcast. Enjoyed yourself?
Yes, I did.
All right. Once again, I want to wish you good luck tonight
thank
in your
you.
7:30 ball game against Nebraska City Lords. So that's about going to wrap it up for this afternoon's coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, and for Jaylee McNeely, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score, the Pawnee City Indians 40 and the Sacred Heart Irish 35. Good afternoon, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.